International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Romans 10:12 13. The same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon him, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 5:41. So they went from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. Calling on the name of the Lord is not a new practice that began with the New Testament. Rather, it began with Enosh, the third generation of mankind. It was continued by Job, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and the children of Israel, Samson, Samuel, David, and others, all of whom practiced this in the Old Testament age. It is God's commandment and desire that his people call on him. This is the joyful way to drink from the fountain of God's salvation, and the enjoyable way to delight oneself in God, that is, to enjoy him. Hence, God's people must call upon him daily. Today's reading. In the New Testament, calling on the name of the Lord was first mentioned by Peter on the day of Pentecost, as the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. This fulfillment is related to God's outpouring of the all-inclusive Spirit economically upon his chosen people that they may participate in his New Testament jubilee. Calling on the Lord's name is vitally necessary in order for us, the believers in Christ, to participate in and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ with all he has accomplished, attained, and obtained. It is a major practice in God's New Testament economy that enables us to enjoy the process triune God for our full salvation. The early believers practiced this everywhere, and to the unbelievers, especially the persecutors, it became a popular sign of Christ's believers. When Stephen suffered persecution, he practiced this, and his practice surely impressed Saul, one of his persecutors. Later, the unbelieving Saul persecuted the callers by taking their calling as a sign. Immediately after Saul was caught by the Lord, Ananias, who brought Saul into the fellowship of the body of Christ, charged him to be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, to show others that he too had become such a caller. By his word to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul indicated that in the early days all the Lord's seekers practiced such calling. Undoubtedly, he was one who practiced this, since he charged his young co-worker Timothy to do this that Timothy might enjoy the Lord as he did. Acts 2:21 is the conclusion of the quotation of Joel's prophecy, which began in verse 17, indicating that the issue of God's pouring out of his Spirit upon all flesh is their salvation through calling on the name of the Lord. God's outpouring of his Spirit is the applying of the Lord's salvation to his chosen people. To be saved is to receive this Spirit, who is the blessing of the gospel in God's New Testament economy. This Spirit is the Lord himself as the breath and the living water to us. To breathe him in as our breath and drink him as our living water, we need to call on him. Lamentations 3:55-56 indicates that our calling on the Lord is our breathing, and Isaiah 12:3-4 indicates that our calling on the Lord is our drinking. After we believe in the Lord, we need to call on him that we may not only be saved but also enjoy his riches. When we exercise our spirit to call on him, breathe him in, and drink him, we enjoy his riches. This is the real worship to God. The Lord connected such worship to the drinking of the living water given by him. It is a real honor to be dishonored on behalf of the name, the very name of the man dishonored but God honored Jesus. The dishonored ones rejoiced that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. This is the end of today's morning revival.